If you have daily seed, this is for our property. Believing God to be debt-free this year. So continue to sow in that. Whatever you told the Lord you'd do, just obey him. Hallelujah. How many's ready for the word tonight? Well, I'm going to ask my beautiful part to come up here. This is my girlfriend, my first wife, and my last wife. Hallelujah. I thank God for Beverly. She's anointed. She's a wonderful woman of faith. We had a good time the last time we did this, so we thought we'd try it again. But we're going to share and minister the word that we feel like the Lord has placed on our heart in the area of honor. But let's just get ready to receive the word of God tonight. How many's ready? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Father, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, this message that you put in our hearts now for several years, we declare it over this house, Lord, that we would be a house of honor, a house that honors you in every area, Lord, in every facet, Lord. You declared in your word, I'll honor those that honor me. And Father, I thank you for this house, Lord, that because of honor, we're going to new levels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be known as a house of honor. And Lord, a place where your presence dwells, Lord. We declare it. We declare the word of God is about to change us, about to transform us, about to be received in our spirit. So we say, Lord, we listen and we obey. We are quick to hear the word of God. Not only hear it, but activate it and perform it in and through our lives. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the ministry of the word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles this evening, hallelujah. Let's turn over to the book of 1 Samuel. You know, honor speaks of why we do what we do. It's the motive of the heart. And it should always come out of the area of the heart. It's not we don't do what we do because we have to, because somebody wants us to do it. It's like anything, whether it's prayer, whether it's serving in the house of God, whatever the Lord is where he's placed you at, it should always bring him glory, should always bring honor and reverence to his name. Whether you're up here on a platform playing or singing, you know, I told my daughter when she first started singing, and she's a little nervous, a little apprehensive, and I just told her, I said, honey, don't ever forget, you have an audience of one. That everything we do, the Bible says, all that we do it as unto the Lord. So we honor him in everything that we do. But in the word of God, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, starting with verse number 12, we're dealing with Eli and his sons. And there's a key scripture here, but I'm going to give you kind of a background. The Eli sons were Hophnias and Phinehas, and they were took care of the things of the temple. In these days, we were offering sacrifice. They would take the people's offering, and they would do what was right before the Lord. The Lord gave them specific instructions on how to present the people's sacrifice and how to handle those sacrifices and how to honor the Lord in those sacrifices, most importantly, because it was a commandment of the Lord in those days. And the Bible says, now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. That means they were sons of the devil. Sons of disobedient. They knew not the Lord. Can you imagine if you ever know somebody going to church that don't even know the Lord? That's pretty jacked up. But that's the attitude in the heart of these two young men. And I believe Eli started out right. Eli was a godly man. But he's got two boys now. And the Bible, God promised him that out of his lineage, when you were a Levite, a priest, that lineage would go from the father down to the sons and their sons and so on. It continued in that lineage. So what we're finding here is we found two young men that were taking advantage of the things of God, that were just in a place, in a position, didn't respect or honor the things of God. And we'll see further on how they handled themselves. But it says, the priest's customs with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan or the kettle or the cauldron or the pot all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came hither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man saith unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, then take as much as thy soul desireth. Then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Therefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. And what you'll find many times is dishonor or the lack of honor will lead to disobedience, and it will spread. When you choose not to honor the Lord, you create a culture, you create a climate of dishonor. And people get to the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. We talk about fear. God doesn't want us scared to death of him, but there is a reverence. He's holy. He's right. He's just. His ways are perfect. He's all-knowing. He's all-present. He's all-powerful. We can never take advantage of these situations and circumstances. Now, Samuel, the Bible says, let me go down to verse 30, because that's our key scripture in what we're discussing tonight. The Bible says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. But they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So much power in that verse. And God takes care of his own. When you're obedient and you do the things that God's called you to do, you will always call. The Bible says he always causes us to triumph. In everything that we endeavor to do, God will cause us to. So what does that word honor, what does that mean to you? To honor something, to show reverence, to show respect. It's a high respect, to greatly esteem or to lift up, to see it magnified in your eyes. Or to fulfill or to keep an agreement. When the Lord speaks you to do something, anybody ever made a vow to God? Said, Lord, if you'll do this, I'll do such and such. That's honor. That's honoring the Lord. Even a man in the Bible by the name of Jephthah said, Lord, if you'll deliver us, if you'll cause us to win this battle, the first thing that meets me when I come to my house, I'll offer it to you as a burnt sacrifice. How many knows what happened in that story? I'll let you read it and get it for yourself. No, his precious daughter came out to greet him. But he honored the Lord. He honored the Lord and kept the vow that he committed. The reason why I really feel strongly to minister in this area, and I've asked Beverly to join me, because we've talked about this a little bit with some life groups that we've done in the past, and it's so important that we choose to honor what God honors and to honor him in everything that we do and everything we endeavor to do. What does honor speak of? It speaks of, it's not demanded. As you see here, God didn't demand it. He asked people to honor him, but there's a price to pay for dishonor. And there's a reward to honor. When you honor the Lord in every area of your life, you will be blessed. You will see the favor of God. You'll see the hand of God. But the biggest thing I wanted to learn from, because many times, and my wife will probably attest to this, I'm more of a bull in a china shop. She's full of grace and mercy, and she's patient and kind. And one thing about the area of honor is you can't demand it. You can't demand honor. And God won't even demand it. He gives you a choice to walk in it or to disobedience. But there is a price, as he said in this scripture. Those who honor me, I'll honor them. How many want to be honored by the Lord? Amen? I want God's hand. I want to see the Bible says that God walked and talked with Enoch. That God knew Moses face to face. That God spoke to these men of renown. And you know what? There's a direct correlation between these great patriarchs that we see in the book of Hebrews and the great men of old, and they're honoring the Lord. They chose to honor the Lord. Even when they didn't really know him, they began to know him, and that God brought them in a place of honoring him. But if you despise what God honors, you will lose what, when, what and how he honors you. What's that mean to despise? I want to just look at that for a second. Because many of you probably know the story of Esau and Jacob, right? And you know, there's a tough scripture there. Because the Bible says, God said, Esau have I hated, but Jacob have I loved. That's a tough scripture, man. I'm like, man, Esau can't get no love. What's up with that? But if you study the Bible, Esau took for granted. Esau didn't care. The birthright was important. The birthright and the being the firstborn, you're the bee's knees and the cat's meow. You got it going on. Everything flows right through you because you're the head. You're the firstborn. The firstborn's got firstborn daughter got the right to be married first. The firstborn son got the blessing. It was there. It was his for the taking. So if you remember in the Bible, Esau gets out hunting one day, and in one day, which is what cracks me up, he was ready to die in one day. I'm going to starve to death. It's been 24 hours. I haven't had a Big Mac in 24 hours. I'm going to die. Lord, help me. Jacob, make me something. Jacob says, all right, let me have your birthright. What do I care? I'm going to die. What do I care about my birth? How did he treat that birthright? Like it was insignificant. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Birthright. And Jacob got his birthright just by fixing him a bowl of beans. He probably had gas afterwards too, but hey, you know, he sold out for a bowl of beans. And then later on, he sold out his birthright. You look at that, you think of how can something that was so honorable, that was set in order by the Lord, could be so lightly esteemed and lightly despised. But that was just one example if you look at it. Honor must be given, not demanded. Ignoring what God honors is despising. What God counts as holy, what God counts as righteous and true, and what God honors, you know, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the Word of God. How many times have we not properly honored the Word in our lives? Guilty, right? I know the Bible says that, Brother Don, but ifs and buts were candies and nuts. But, right? But I know did God say, listen, I got a butt clause in here. You guys got any butt clauses in the Bible? I haven't found them. The promises of God are not yes and but and amen, but it's yes and amen to us that believe. So there are no buts. There's not no ifs, ands, or buts in the Bible. There's simply yes and amen. That's what the promises are. God said, I love this about the Lord. The Lord holds his word so true in his mouth that he said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. And he actually says he's magnified his word above his name. That's how much God honors his word. When he speaks something and he believes it and declares it, if you'll receive it, you can take it to the bank. It's a done deal. Because if I'll honor, but here's the stipulation. If I won't honor his word, if I say, well, it may work or it may not work. You just never know. God's sovereign. It may happen, it may not. Then I'm not rightly esteeming the word of God. He who formed the world out of nothing. And I got problems believing whether he can supply my needs. Makes no sense. He'll honor his word to perform it. Beverly has a scripture that she wants to read here, so I'm going to give it over here for a minute. It's priceless. And I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing more precious than the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Nothing more precious. And we've got to honor it. When you come into the house of God, don't ever come in here. I don't care if you don't feel like it, but don't ever be just flippant about a service. It's just an ordinary service. There's nothing ordinary. When the Spirit of God is here, he's here to do extraordinary and wonderful things. Two lives came into the kingdom today. What a wonderful miracle that took place. And we don't know what lives were changed or impacted, but that happens every week. And if we'll choose to honor those things, the Bible says he'll continue to give us more and more. Those flames of revival will constantly burn and burn brighter. Mr. Lee Howe, if you'll come to the keyboard. Hallelujah. Thank you, babe. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, just like Beverly said, God's not demanding. He's so patient, and he always brings us into his heart. Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. God wants us to know his heart. He doesn't want us just to cross off all the, you know, circle all the dots and cross off the X's. He wants us to walk in obedience so that his blessing would flow in and through our lives. So that all the promises that he's afforded us, we can walk in those things. So as we close tonight, I'm not going to belabor, but I just want you to, in your heart, if there's any area, and ask the Lord, Lord, is there any area that I'm not properly honoring you in your word? That's a big one. And sometimes we might have to write a list down and say, Lord, I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to get that right. Because you know what? He's patient. And if I don't understand the truth of his word concerning that matter, I won't walk in the fullness of the measure of truth that is revealed to me. But boy, when I understand it and I know the truth, the Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, it's sin, it's disobedience, rebellion, and it's dishonor. But I'm going to choose to walk. And not only that, how do I handle others? How do I honor those that are around me, my neighbors, my coworkers? Am I walking in honor before them? And then most importantly, am I honoring the Lord? How can I honor the Lord? Every day you wake up, say, good morning, Lord. Lord, I surrender. I yield myself to you this day. Teach me, Holy Spirit. I surrender my life, just as we sang about this morning. I surrender. I surrender all to you. My plans, my dreams, my purposes. Let your will be done in and through my life. But make it to where I choose to walk in honor, Lord. And maybe you say, well, Brother Don, I'm already there. Praise God. Continue. Find new ways to honor the Lord. Find ways to stretch yourself to walk in a greater measure of obedience. You don't get to a place where you arrive in God, right? His mercies are new every morning. His graces are greater than we can far imagine. Let's just bow our heads. I want to make sure I give the opportunity. If there's any in this room that, first of all, how can you honor the Lord? You can honor him in salvation. What do you say? I can honor the work that was done at Calvary. I can say, Lord, I believe in my heart that you died on the cross. Through Jesus Christ, you died on the cross, gave your life's blood for me. You paid the price. And Lord, I can honor you by confessing with my mouth that you are my Lord, and surrendering and confessing my sins before you, acknowledging my sins. If I acknowledge my sins, you said you'd forgive me. That's the first step of honoring the Lord, is in salvation. So if there's anyone in here, just slip a hand up quickly. I don't want to miss this opportunity. If you've never confessed Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and accepted him in your heart and believed on him, just simply raise a hand up. Say, tonight I want to pray that prayer. I want to accept the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're called alongside, that you're the paraclete, Lord. You work with us. Father, we thank you for the sweet spirit of the living God that helps each and every one of us. Lead us and guide us into all truth. I pray the power of your conviction, Lord, over my life and every life in here, that we would draw ever so close to you, Lord. Father, our desire is to please you, but to honor you above all, Lord, and in all and through all. Honor you in our fellow man. Honor you in our word, Lord. Honor you in our relationship with you. We don't want to be like those that you say, you call me Lord, Lord, but your hearts are far from me. Lord, we yield ourselves to you. With our whole heart, we yield ourselves to thee, Lord. Father, I thank you for this people. As we go tonight, Lord, we speak blessing. We speak encouragement, Lord. I pray if any in this house tonight have been battling in their minds, Lord, the enemy has lied to, that every voice that's not the Holy Spirit will be silenced in their minds. I pray rest on the people of God. And Lord, I thank you that as a people, we consecrate ourselves and devote ourselves to honor you more and more until that day we stand before you, Lord, and see you in the fullness, Lord. Hallelujah. See you face to face and know that we've done what you've asked us to do and we've honored you, Lord. Father, we love you. Bless the people as they go tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life, over every family. Lord, I pray if there's any of their family that's not saved, we declare according to the word of God that they and their households shall be saved. Father, break the power of sin and darkness off of the families of God. Those that are here, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a fresh touch of heaven, that you would refresh and renew, that you'd strengthen them, that a new wind of the Spirit, hallelujah, is blowing in and through their lives, Lord, that just as a runner gets his second wind, hallelujah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that there be a strength renewal in the lives of this, your believers, Lord. Father, we thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. The joy and the peace that the world doesn't give and the world can't take it away. May we walk continually, for your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Father, let us continually abide in your presence. Let us walk in the fullest measure of all that you've afforded us. We love you, Lord. We honor you and we bless your people in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Have a wonderful evening. We love you all.